I'm Lana Barkawi. I'm the executive and artistic director of Mizna. Exodus 2 by Mona Hatoum. I feel really connected to it as someone who's also Palestinian and who also whose family has also lived that experience of exile that's permanent, it seems, unfortunately. It seems that the Palestinian situation is to be in a state of exile, whether being kind of a state of exile within homeland because of the occupation and the way that there's very little freedom, or being exiled and truly not able to return. And that experience of having lived out of suitcases and moved from place to place as a child, it feels very familiar. So that piece really spoke to me. Having physical human hair in the piece is a bit off-putting, but also intriguing and compelling, and brings something so human and tangible to this conceptual piece. That idea of the human beings that you leave behind in each move that you are sort of forced to make once you are forced to leave, that connection with human hair maybe harkens to the idea that you're connected to real people, real ancestors, people that you will never know. And then not only are you separated in time from them, but you're also separated from the context of knowing them in the place where they were and where you came from, and that whole context of everything that is home. It's maybe also represents that sort of cutting off of relationships. And the thing that makes it so painful, of course, is that it wasn't a choice. One of this situations in being in exile is the fear of losing connection and of losing memories and of not knowing where you came from, and the fear that older generations have for younger generations who never have experienced the place that you had to leave. And then, of course, the suitcases themselves are such strong symbols of exile. They're tangible symbols of exile. And my family experience is one of having moved so often as a child, not only because of being displaced subsequently after having to leave Palestine, but for my nuclear family, my parents seemed to always be seeking, for some number of years of my childhood, seemed to always be seeking a place that felt like home, and that there was this idea that there was a place that would make them feel that sense of community and seeking a rootedness that was just missing.